Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Joining us today is Anthony Valadez, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Anthony, great to have you back.
Jeremy, it's always great to hang with you and talk music, brother.
Tell us what you had in mind with these picks, Anthony. Any theme going on here?
Actually, you know what, Jeremy? There's really no theme, but looking back, I mean, I'm looking at the playlist and there's songs of the Latin diaspora, and that definitely was not intentional. These are just songs I love.
All right, well, let's get to some of them. This is the Chilean rapper Ana Tiju with Antifa Dance. Somos los choros, los flights y los caras de nana, los caras de nada. Somos los pati pelados, los comas, los rotos, los chulos y quemados. Somos los cholos morenos, los chicos sin pelo, la lengua ya está. Somos morenos y qué bueno, no tenemos miedo, no tenemos nada, nada, nada. Para mí que tu izquierda siempre fue derecha, me da la sospecha que tú te aprovechas. Tú nada cosecha ni prende la mecha, ni ahí con tu escuela no te prendo vela. Baja y escucha, escucha la lucha descafeinado, tremenda trucha. Ya no hay excusa para ser blanducha, no se me confunda, buena capucha. Now, as I said, this is called Antifa Dance. We've been hearing about Antifa in this country. But in the case of Ana Tiju, she's talking about some of the issues going on in Chile.
That's correct. I mean, basically, what she's speaking about coincides with what's happening in America, but also in her home country of Chile. Her parents were living in political exile in France during the Pinochet dictatorship during the 70s and 80s. And she's just heavily involved with women's rights and the protection of indigenous people and people of color across the world. And you hear a lot of that in her work. And for folks who don't know, she's been rapping since the 90s. She was in a group called Maguisa, and then she broke out and has kind of been evolving stylistically, sonically, and visually. And she's been hailed by Tom York of Radiohead, who said her record 1977 should be listened to by just about everybody.
Okay, well, the next one you have brought us is by Clubs. This is called Pronto. This Latin vibe today, Anthony. And by the way, this one is from Monterrey, Mexico, right?
That's correct. And what I love about this song is that it reminds me of LA, and it sounds very poolside-ish. Sounds like Tori Moi, but they say, they have this great quote, they don't want to be the Hispanic version of your favorite band. So I really dig that. And also being out of Monterrey, which is known for the kidnappings and there's a lot of drug violence, so it was hard for these guys to actually play out and develop a local fan base. So I'm glad the internet's around and these guys are definitely sharing their music and kind of putting Monterrey music on the map.
Well, and what do you think they mean by that, that they don't want to be the Hispanic version of your favorite band?
Well, I think traditionally for a lot of Latinos, you know, we're happy to have a Latin alternative spotlight. But at the same time, we don't want to be boxed in. We want to be just music. Mm-hmm. When you talk about Coldplay, you don't call them British rock or, you know, whatever. It's, you know, it's Coldplay. And I think the same can be said with what they're saying. And also, you know, there's nothing worse than being called the Latino Joy Division. You know, it's like these guys are clubs.
All right. Well, the next one you brought us is Junior Mesa. This is called Far Out. Very soulful sound from Junior Mesa.
Yeah, and he's only 20 years old. He's a multi-instrumentalist out of Bakersfield, California. And what I love about him is when something moves you sonically and you tell your friends about it and they know about it, and you're like, wait, how do you know about this? And there's definitely this really positive buzz. And what I love about him is that he channels, you know, he's a fan, admittedly, of Sly and the Family Stone, Ella Fitzgerald, Wes Montgomery. And I love that these kids are channeling that spirit and implementing into these new sounds. So it's amazing.
How do you find all these 20-year-olds? Or, like, I feel like we've had 18-year-olds from you before on the DJ sessions.
Well, I mean, I'm very active on blogs. I love the internet, but I love, you know, talking to kids. I talk to these young bands and I'm like, who are you listening to? And they hit me to some of the coolest stuff. And so I'm always learning. It's fun. Yeah, I'm eternally 18.
Good. Well, the next one that you have brought us is Sumo Hair. This is Palo de Mango. Flavor there with the steel drum, Anthony.
Yeah, I'm so glad you used that word tropical. So Sumo Hair was born in Mexico, now based in LA, and he's in a band called Reina Tropical, which incorporates vocals, drum loops, reggaeton samples, and guitars. And I found out about this kid. I saw him live and I explored, checked him out, and found his Bandcamp page. And I found all his work, and he does these really cool remixes of cumbia and like hip hop and funk and soul. And that's a lot of what I do in LA when we DJ. There's a lot of that in LA parties, is this inclusion of all these different sounds. But Sumo Hair manages to take it one step further and really create something new and something that's tropical, as you mentioned, but also just different and fresh. And I love it. And a side note, he's also a celebrated hairstylist who studied in New York at Vidal Sassoon.
Which is obviously something to do with how he got the name Sumo Hair, I guess.
Bingo.
Let's get to the next one. This is The Altons. This is When You Go, That's When You'll Know. So, Anthony, this is taking me back to my L.A. days, like listening to your show, driving down like Melrose and just getting lost in the music like this.
Good. That was the whole point. I'm glad you connected those dots. And this is there's something beautiful happening in music today where it's the revitalization of Chicano doo-wop. You know, growing up in L.A., especially like around gang culture, a lot of the gang members, for some weird reason, I never understood this, but you know, they were warriors during the day, but they were lovers at night. And I remember hearing, you know, oldies and the Art LeBeau show and songs like I'm Your Puppet. And so 30 years later, I'm watching these 18-year-old kids recreating this sound, and even as going as far as recreating the sonic aesthetics with authentic studio gear from 30 years ago. And you know, you're starting to hear more of a falsetto, more passion and more love. And the Altons definitely embrace that. And another group that's being championed now is Chicano Batman, that has these same aesthetics, and I love it.
You know, the original DJ that I got obsessed with as a kid in the middle of Illinois was on an oldies station. So I was listening to songs of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and probably if you played just about any one of them, I could sing all of the lyrics to it. I haven't tested myself on that in a while, but anybody who's influenced by that music, I say all for it. Anthony Valadez, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Thanks as always.
Jeremy, we love you, but please don't ever utilize that falsetto in front of me, please.
Okay, we'll do. And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. It's NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.